Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it's time for our moment of wisdom, and today's the 12th of the month. And so we look at Proverbs chapter 12. I encourage you, as always, to take the corresponding chapter number, since there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and the corresponding day, and listen to it audibly, which is really preferable because you put all your time into that, you're going to miss the Gospels and all. You want to read the whole Word of God, but you want to wash yourself daily, you know, in the wisdom. And we always pick one particular verse out, you know. And today is Proverbs chapter 11, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, 12:24, and it says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor." Let me say that again. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. Well, you know, what we do, we just, again, just, oh, I don't know what those words mean. I think they just mean this. Well, let's just look. Oh, let's just look. Oh, right here in front of me. You know, I pulled up at dictionary.com. You know, got a dictionary right here. And so diligent, he says, diligent hands will rule, you know. And so let's just see what, you know, diligent actually means. Mm-hmm. Diligence defined as constant in effort. I mean, consistency. Bam, bam. Constant in effort to accomplish something. Attentive and persistent in doing anything. Isn't it amazing how quickly people go, oh, the wind blew against my left hair, so I had to quit. You know, somebody sent me a negative text, you know.
Or, right.
You know, I wanted to be a pastor, but they were mean to me. I mean, dude, look how mean they were to Jesus, you know.
Somebody unfriended me.
That's probably a blessing, by the way. And so it's about being consistent in effort to accomplish something, attentive, you know, just persistent, just plugging away at it. And understand this, that it's not somebody who actually is perfect. It's just somebody that says, you know what? Just like the tortoise and the hare, you know, the story about the turtle and the rabbit. The rabbit was all over the place, and he was faster, but the turtle was diligent, and he's persistently kind of plugged along, and the rabbit was surprised to find out the turtle won the race. And another aspect of that is diligent is done or pursued with persevering attention. Painstaking. I mean, think about it. Today, people say, you know, you can't preach longer than 5 minutes. Why? You're not diligent? You know, my attention span's so short. Oh, right? And think about
right.
it. Because what we find about the wisdom here, if we cannot, because, you know, Paul, we don't know how much time we have. I mean, obviously, if we go the way of tradition, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much, you know, I understand. You know, why talk longer than 15 minutes if you're not planning on doing anything about
right,
it, right?
Right.
You know,
it's like,
Roo Raw, shish kebab, firecracker, go eat a pot roast. You know, man, it's like, I understand that. But understand this, that is not the original intention.
Right.
You know, God has called us as the church, not buildings, but he's called us as the church to make his manifold wisdom known to the heavenly realm. Mm-hmm. And he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. So the reason why, you know, you want to be diligent in the things of God and in your abiding and in your workplace and in your relationships, you know, that is because if you do that, then you're going to be able to lead. You're going to be able to be a leader in life. Mm-hmm. But he goes on to say, he says, but, which is a conjunction that nullifies those who choose not to be diligent and persistent. He says, laziness ends in slave labor. People go, I can't believe I'm just still stuck in this position at work, or, you know, this is not happening, and my church is not growing, and people aren't. It's like, are you diligent? did I ever tell you about the time? Changing the subject, are you diligent? I mean, think about it. Jesus was diligent. Mm-hmm. You know, he was pushing and going to the next city, and all the stuff was coming against him, you know, and Paul, you know, Paul was, you know, persistent. I mean, here he was, you know, deliver this awesome message of God. You know, you're going to, you can be saved, and God will forgive you, and he'll restore you. And they stoned him.
Right.
He's laying on a pile of rocks. Now, you remember how Israel is. There's so many rocks in Israel. They look like trash scattered everywhere, don't they? But it's not. It's rocks.
Yeah.
I can imagine like one little pebble, you know what I'm saying? And somebody throw a big rock at you. It's like, oh my goodness, you know? I mean, and only a diligent person would say, I'm not going to give up. And you got to be diligent. Listen, you don't have to be diligent. You know, we just said, you know, ministry's for that holy man, you know, that holy woman. No, ministry's for you. The word means servant. And we're all called to be diligent. We're all called to be leaders in our own life. There's something or someone that we're called to lead, you know, whatever our sphere of influence, our field of influence. But he says, but laziness ends in slave labor. And so a lot of people are locked down in life because they're lazy. Mm. And of course, nobody likes to tell themselves, you know, I'm lazy. So they just complain to you about their slave labor, right? They go, bro, this is how it is. Like, yeah, you don't stick to nothing. You push through nothing. You're like, you give up at the drop of a hat, you know? And, you know, I can't believe anybody like in the large open plain areas of America would complain about traveling. I mean, it's not at all. Because when you're in the cities, you're in Houston, it's like, I'm going to be there in just a moment. It's like 3 days later.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Or, you know, you're going 2 miles in New York, you know, and it just takes a long time to get around. And you just got to be diligent. You know, if you're a leader and you're trying to get to the people that you're leading, whether it's at your workplace or whether it's at your church, and, you know, just continue to be diligent and God will reward that. But laziness is defined as averse and disinclined to work, activity, or exertion.
Right.
Causing idleness, slow motion, and sluggishness. Oh my God, that's America.
Sounds like my dog.
Yeah, it really is.
Really?
Oh my goodness. And never mind, we can talk about roll over. He's fine. Just help him out a little bit, get the car jacked. So diligence and laziness are antithesis. They're the opposites of each other. And so you could be diligently lazy, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm persistently do nothing.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing more face melting for me. It's like, really? Really? You know, I think something's going to fall in your lap. And it's like, because we're so blessed in this culture, at least right now, that it's easy to be lazy. It's easy to say, oh, I'll just go do my job. I'll come home. I'll watch TV. I will play in my shop and tinker a little bit, and then go back to work. Right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, you look so surprised. And so then he's telling us that being lazy, somebody that's actually disinclined to work. You know, I went to we're looking at people right now in Occupy Wall Street, you know, which is a very fragmented group of people who don't even know why they're there. You know, you ask them individually, they really don't really know. No, they're different ideas and concepts, which is really a good thing because anything divided will fall.
Right.
But you ask them, and they're actually they're saying, well, you know, I went to look for work. They're complaining they don't have a job, but they didn't find work that kind of fit them. You know what I'm saying? They didn't find work that kind of fit them. And with that, they just gave up. They just said, well, that job, it was beneath me. And it's like, wow. Is that what you told the person that was interviewing you? I noticed that sandwich wasn't beneath you. No. So they give up on looking for work. They give up on looking for work. And in doing that, they end up just being stuck somewhere under some entitlement situation where they become slave to the government, because it seems good at the time, you know, when the government say, hey, I'm going to pay for your house. I'm going to give you some money for food, and which is great, by the way, to be able to have something like that to help you out. It's supposed to help you out during a particular season. But what happens is if you are disinclined to work and disinclined to have activity and exertion and you're idle and all that, you're going to end up slave to that mindset. It will lock you down and you'll be slave to the government. The government will determine what you can do, who can live in your place. You know, that if you go out and get a job, then they're going to tell you can't make too much money because you'll lose your, just start controlling every aspect of your life. And so a lot of people, and there are people that needed that time to get to their season of life, but understand this, that you can't be idle. You can't. God wants us to lead. And we're, you know, mm-hmm. VFN Radio is for the church, you know, those that are believers, those who have gone astray. We're calling you back in, and those that God's drawing to Himself. That's what we're all about. And we're talking to you. That listen, we got to shake off any lethargicness. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to shake off any idleness. We need to have purpose. We need to have vision. You know, people without a vision perish. You know. And it's very important. You think about Habakkuk 2:2-3 talks about how to write vision. You know, we'll talk more about that, and it'll be available to our VFN TV subscribers, which you can subscribe for free at VFNTV.com. But understand this, that you know, we don't want to be a slave. You don't want to be a slave. But if you don't get up off your couch, out of your chair, you know, out of your bed, I don't care how old you are.
Right.
You know, you need to get busy and understand that God will bless the work of your hand, the diligence of just being persistent and consistent. And the difference, quite often, this is what they say, the difference mm-hmm. between success and failure is 5 more minutes.
Oh, wow.
Everybody goes, what's your secret? It's like, I didn't quit. You know, you just don't quit.
Right.
And understanding that it's being diligent. And, of course, we talk about, you know, also honoring God. Honor God with what He blesses you with, and then He will actually, in turn, pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. So I just want to encourage you this morning. Proverbs, the wisdom moment for the day is out of Proverbs 12:24. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.